She said, "I can take whatever you dish out." But her eyes told me otherwise, struggling to convince me she wants to be bruised. She longs to be used. She yearns to be punished. But I can't find it in my heart to tarnish something so pure, so innocent, so wide-eyed, with a mouth so desperate to speak all those filthy words. Her body language says it all. She's eager to be controlled. She lusts to be guided roughly. She desires it all, but I just can't do it. Her loud, ardent whispers, her strident cries of submission, her hands grasping for my touch, makes me lose it all too soon. Every time she bites her lip, I tremble inside a little bit. A sickening feeling takes over. Does she actually want this? It hurts me more than it does her, but her eyes won't take no at all. Her mouth is no different. That stubborn desperation's all the same. I wonder if it's all just a test to see how vulnerable I truly am for my seemingly fragile darling girl, who's not afraid to be chided and marked. Her bitter mouth gets the better of her, and I have to dish out my own pain. That is her own pleasure. Bruising her, using her, abusing her. She takes it all in stride, but it doesn't ease the hurt inside. Her shrill whimpers and demands bring out the scared child in me that I refused to show before. What I see now is my darling girl, panting. A smile of foolish bliss, red marks and bruises, blurred by my stinging tears. I fall down hard on my knees and cry, like the big baby that I am, until I feel her delicate arms wrapped around my shoulders, with a tender kiss upon my cheek, and a voice sweetly whispering, "I'm okay, and I've got you."